Before boarding the RTD bus and train, you will need to validate your ticket. Fare validation is important because it shows you've paid for the correct fare. If you are on board a bus or a train and cannot present a valid ticket, you could face a fine of up to $106.50, including court costs. Fare evasion is punishable under the Colorado Traffic Code, and failure to pay may result in loss of a person's driving privileges. Multiple fare citations will result in suspension from RTD services for a predetermined amount of time. While fare inspectors are on board to verify you've purchased the correct fare, they're also on board to answer questions and ensure your safety when traveling. We know there are different types of tickets to purchase, like digital and printed tickets, so how do we validate each of them? First is the 10-ride ticket book. If you have a printed ticket from a 10-ride ticket book, you'll need to stamp the ticket with the date and time of your travel. It's a different process for the bus and train, so let's talk about it. For the bus, board at the front of the bus and insert your ticket into the black fare box where the cash slot is. The fare box will be in front of the bus driver when boarding. Once you insert your ticket into the box, you won't get it back. If you still need a ticket for the rest of your trip, like getting on another bus or a train later, ask the driver for a transfer ticket. The transfer ticket will print out of a machine located to your right. The transfer ticket will be your new ticket for the rest of your travels. Once you have this transfer ticket, you won't have to insert it into another fare box. Simply show it to the bus driver on your next bus or train. If you're traveling with a discounted fare, be sure to have proof of eligibility easily accessible. If you're boarding a train with a printed ticket from a ticket book, before boarding the train, find the tall red validation machine marked with a large white V at the top. There is a silver box located towards the middle of the pole. There will be a slot marked with insert ticket. Inserting your ticket into the slot will result in a stamp with the date and time of validation. The machine will not take your ticket from you. After your ticket is stamped, you're all set. Simply show this validated and stamped ticket to the fare inspector aboard RTD trains. If you're traveling with a discount fare, be sure to have proof of eligibility easily accessible. Next, let's talk about digital tickets purchased on the RTD MyRide app. The MyRide app makes it easy to access all the trip planning tools we've covered so far in addition to ticket purchasing. Once you purchase a ticket in the RTD MyRide app, you'll be able to access your ticket in your ticket wallet for 45 days after purchase. Once you're ready to use your ticket, click Activate Ticket. You'll now have a QR code that you can scan at the validation machine and show the fare inspector. Watch the video below to learn how to purchase and validate a ticket in the RTD MyRide app. Boarding a bus with a digital ticket. Board at the front of the bus and find the validation machine shown below, likely located on your right. Open your validated ticket and scan the QR code by holding it up to the middle white section of the validation machine. This section of the machine has a camera that will scan your ticket. If your ticket is valid, you'll receive a green valid notice with a check mark at the top of the machine that lets you know you're all set. If your ticket is not valid, the machine will let you know and you'll have to purchase another ticket before boarding. Boarding a train with a digital ticket. Before boarding the train, activate your ticket and have it ready to show a fare inspector. They'll be walking around the train and will ask you to show your ticket. Simply show the fare inspector the QR code on your ticket and they will scan the QR code with their device. If your ticket is not valid, you'll have to purchase another ticket on your phone. RTD offers ticketing kiosks at train stations. If you purchase a ticket at the ticket kiosk located on the train platforms, you don't need to do any additional validation. Your ticket will be stamped with the time and day of purchase when printed out. Simply show this valid ticket to the fare inspector as proof of ticket purchase. RTD introduced Tap and Ride to let you pay for buses and trains with a credit or debit card. Simply tap your contactless credit or debit card or your mobile wallet like Apple Pay, Google Pay, or Samsung Pay directly on the validator when you board. To use Tap and Pay, first tap your Visa or MasterCard, physical or in a mobile wallet, on the validator when boarding an RTD bus or at a rail station. The next step is to just ride as usual. There's no need to buy a ticket or load balance before buying. Just tap your card or device each time you travel. You'll get the best fare every time automatically. RTD's fare capping ensures you'll never pay more than the cost of a day pass, airport pass, or a monthly pass when you use the same card or device. There's one fare for each card or device. Each customer must tap their own card or mobile device. If you're paying for another customer, you'll need to tap a different card or device than the one that you used for your travel. To learn more about the RTD Tap and Ride, visit the RTD website at rtd-denver.com.